Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. We've been following the story, the terribly difficult story of the submarine, the Indonesian submarine that has gone missing. What we understand is that there are either 52 or 53 sailors on board. They have enough oxygen to only last until early Saturday morning, and everybody is frantically trying to find out, to find a way to save them. So, we are chatting this morning to Captain Nicholas Sloan. Captain Sloan, a very, very good morning. He is a expert in marine salvage. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning to you. Good morning to your listeners.
So this is, I mean, I can only imagine what's going on in the homes of the, missing sailors, of the, you know, in terms of the Navy, but, what are the chances? I mean, is there a way that this can be salvaged? And how does a submarine get into this level of difficulty?
Yeah, so it is a tragic situation. She is quite an elderly submarine, so she's over 40 years old, which on its own should not be a problem. It's whether they've had all the upgrades over the last 40 years, especially on electronics and control systems. So it's like having a very old car. If you don't look after the brakes or the brake fluids, or, you know, you could have something simple that could actually happen on a broken hydraulic line that actually causes loss of control of the ballast tanks and the buoyancy control tanks. And, evidently they were carrying out a dive to carry out a torpedo exercise, and they wanted to get permission to go deeper. And that's the last that they had the communication with them. They have about 24 hours of oxygen left as of this morning. And fortunately, it's on the north side of Bali. So it's a relatively shallow search area compared with the south side of Bali. But it's not looking good. You know, when you have an oil slick on the surface, it means that something went wrong, or that they released a bit of oil to try and indicate their location. But to be out of communication and lost for 48 hours and 72 hours, the hopes are diminishing of finding them or recovering them.
Is there no way, I mean, and I'm completely ignorant in this regard, but surely if they are, let's say, at, I don't know, 165 feet beneath the surface, is there no way that there's some form of emergency sort of release valve or way in which the sailors could exit? Surely that would be a way in which this type of situation could potentially be avoided.
Yeah, so they do have ways to release divers at certain depths, but below 50 meters of water depth, there's very little chance of anyone, unless you're in a saturation diving situation, to actually survive. So once they're below 50 meters, they're pretty much confined to the submarine. And if she did go all the way to the bottom in that location, some of the water depths there is almost 500 meters, which is below the crashing survival capability of the submarine. There was the Argentinian submarine about 3 years ago, 4 years ago now, lost, they managed to find that one. But obviously, you know, the recovery, that she was in several pieces because of the implosion. So if something happens to the pressure vessel and it implodes, she's no longer going to be as easily recoverable as if she's a single submarine.
If they find it, what would they do? Would they tow it to the surface? What would be the most likely action?
Well, you can recover, you know, as I said, fortunately she's on the northern side of Bali, so let's say maximum 500 meters water depth, and she's a relatively small submarine, so they could recover it if it's in a single piece. If it's imploded and it's in more than one piece, and of course you've lost 53 people, submariners, they might declare it a war grave and leave it there. So it very depends on the political will and the pressure from the families of what happens next. But Yeah, it can be done. It's not a cheap operation. But fortunately, it's on the north side, so the options are there if they needed to do something like that.
Right. And what would be the most likely cause? I know you say that it's a little bit older. It's an older vehicle, almost like it just broke down. Would it be as simple as that?
It could be something as simple as a valve. So if you lose control of a valve, which controls your compressed air to add or remove buoyancy from the ballast tanks, it could have been something as simple as that, where you actually just lose the control of that little valve, and that causes such, you know, the knock-on effect is disastrous, and you keep on going deeper. Hopefully that wasn't the case, but they've got less than 24 hours of oxygen remaining if she's still in one piece. So let's hope that it's not as serious as that. But, yeah, it could be something very simple that causes loss of control.
What is likely to be going on inside the submarine at the moment?
If they're on the bottom and she hasn't imploded, then, yeah, it'll be pretty terrifying. You know, when they recovered the Kursk years ago off Russia, they found letters from the submariners to their loved ones. So if they have time, you know, that's sort of the things that will be going on. But the deeper they are, the less likelihood they are that they're still alive at this stage.
Absolutely, absolutely terrifying situation. Captain Nicholas Sloan, expert in marine salvage, thank you for taking the time to speak to us, just to give us that perspective around submarines and what is likely happening at the moment. It is 7:23. We will, of course, follow that story closely.